I want to tackle a really tough topic today, Jerry. Are you with me?
Well, that depends. What'd you have in mind?
How about the signature subject of your hero and mine, Albert Einstein?
Relativity?
You bet. This is Science Matters. I'm John Henshaw.
And I'm Jerry McCoy.
Einstein's theories of relativity are such difficult concepts to wrap your arms around. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, the thing that makes relativity difficult is that it's so different from our everyday perceptions. We think of time and space as two completely different things that are not connected to each other, and they don't depend on each other. The reality is that space and time are connected, and they do depend on one another, and that's completely foreign to our everyday experience.
So what we need to help us explain this is something that everyone can relate to.
You mean like some everyday thing that everyone is familiar with, but that depends on Einstein's relativity.
Right.
Well, so what'd you have in mind?
Well, how about the GPS feature on the smartphone that just about everyone carries in his or her pocket these days?
GPS being the global positioning system. A phone with a GPS receiver enables the phone's user to know his or her exact location on the Earth at all times to within just a few yards.
And without Einstein's relativity, GPS would be so inaccurate that it would be practically useless.
Without taking into account Einstein's theories of relativity, the mathematical calculations that enable the GPS system to pinpoint your location would be really far off. We need to take into account relativistic effects in order to do the calculation that make GPS the accurate, practical system we all depend on today.
So I think it's time that we backed up just a little bit and reviewed how it is that the GPS system works.
GPS utilizes a system of 24 satellites that orbit about 12,500 miles above the Earth, each moving at a constant speed of about 8,700 miles per hour, almost 2.5 miles a second.
And these satellites crisscross the sky above us in such a way that there are always at least 4 satellites visible to almost any point on Earth.
And each satellite continuously transmits its current position and the current time.
A GPS receiver, such as the one in your cell phone, uses the time and position information that it gets from multiple satellites to calculate its own position with extreme accuracy to within 5 or 10 yards or so.
Now, the math involved in these calculations really isn't all that complicated, but the computer in your GPS receiver has to crunch the numbers really fast in order to give you real-time information on your position.
And so in a nutshell, that's how GPS works. But what we haven't discussed yet is how Einstein's relativity makes it all possible.
Our GPS system wouldn't be practical without the extremely precise clocks that are built into each satellite.
And when you say precise, you really mean it.
The clocks on board GPS satellites are accurate to something like 14 nanoseconds. That's 14 billionths of a second.
But those clocks need that kind of accuracy in order to make the whole system work. A GPS receiver on Earth has to know, with extreme precision, the time at which a given satellite sent the signal that the receiver got.
And so now Einstein finally comes back into the picture. Because GPS satellites move so fast, and because they're so far up in the sky, these incredibly accurate clocks on board are significantly influenced by what are called relativistic effects.
According to Einstein, the faster an object moves, the slower that time appears to pass for that object relative to a stationary observer.
Well, Einstein also noted that the farther away an object is from Earth and its tremendous mass, the faster a clock on that object will appear to run to an observer on Earth.
Okay, so just how large are these deviations from the correct time?
The overall effect on the clocks on the GPS satellites, as predicted by Einstein's theories, is something like 38 microseconds per day. Now, a microsecond is 1/1,000,000 of a second.
Well, that doesn't sound like much.
Well, maybe not, but it is. If the GPS clock system wasn't corrected for these relativistic effects, the system would be worthless.
Worthless? No kidding. So it sounds like what you're saying is 3 things. First, the GPS satellites move really fast. Second, they're a long way from Earth. And third, the clocks on board the satellites have to keep time with tremendous precision. Thus, if we did not correct for the tiny time changes that are predicted by Einstein's theories of relativity, it would be impossible to use GPS to find the location of anything anywhere on Earth.
Exactly. Albert Einstein formulated his theories of relativity as a 26-year-old back in the early 1900s. And right away, other scientists began looking for ways to experimentally confirm these complex, seemingly abstract theories.
And in the century or so since then, Einstein's theories have been experimentally confirmed a number of ways. But there is perhaps no better example from everyday life of the truth of Einstein's theories of relativity than the global positioning system, or GPS, that we've all come to depend on. From the University of Tulsa, this is Science Matters. I'm John Henshaw.
And I'm Jerry McCoy.